should be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
I thought of this song as we got done singing Mansion Over the Hilltop, and the preacher got talking about inviting the Lord. And, you know, praise is the best way to invite the Lord into a worship service. He inhabiteth the praises of His people. And so we're going to start with this song. It's called Every Hallelujah. program went out the window.
Yeah.
Grab me that guitar and let's sing. Live I want to sing this song. It's entitled No Yesterday. And I'm so glad that when we got saved,
yes, sir.
God took our sins and he removed them as far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
You're never going to find that place. Amen.
Yes,
right. And a lot of people, they're going to remember what you used to be. But one person will not.
Yeah.
And that's the one person that matters. Amen.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, it's not that he forgets our sins. To forget would be a fault.
Yeah.
He chooses not to remember them against us anymore.
Yeah.
I like that. And this song is entitled No Yesterday. At times the devil comes around and whispers in my ear, reminding me of things I've said or done down through the years. But God erased each mistake, and though I don't know how, all I know is all of that has gone behind me now.
And I'm living, yes, I'm living like there is no yesterday. My sins have been forgiven, and my past is washed away. Heaven's getting closer with every step I take.
God promised me if I would give my heart and life to him,
that he'd forgive my yesterdays and not remember them.
All because of Calvary, no longer shackled by the shame of what I used to be. And I'm living, yes, I'm living like there is no yesterday. My sins have been forgiven and my past is washed away. Heaven's getting closer with every step I take. And I'm living, yes, I'm living.
Because of the love of God, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And
let's sing everything he touched. And I thank God for the truth that the touch of God makes all the difference.
That's right.
Amen.
You look at the life of Christ, and everywhere he went, the Bible says he went about doing good. And let that be an encouragement to you. If people hate you, and all you're trying to do is do good, that's what happened to Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
But listen, those people that he touched were never the same.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And not just people. But you think about the different things that he touched during his ministry.
Yeah.
Nothing stays the same after Jesus touches it.
Amen.
Now, all of this song, it's entitled Everything He Touched.
Made it new.
Appreciate what God's done, they're getting in on it.
Amen.
And then there's some that are just wondering what's going on. And I wonder if there's a Uzziah. I don't know what it is.
Amen.
It might be in your home. It might be in your heart. It might be, I don't know what it is.
Right.
But it wasn't until King Uzziah died
that
Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up.
That's right.
Amen.
Whatever it is tonight, I know God has ways of changing things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as they sing tonight, "Behold our God," I want you to go in your heart's mind, and whatever that thing is, and you know what it is, give it to God.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look at Him.
Yeah.
Maybe it means a trip to the altar tonight. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
See Him high and lifted up.
Sure. Amen.
Behold our God.
Yeah.
He's everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's everything. Yes. They sing. Listen, if there's somebody here tonight that's got something on their heart tonight that's in the way, a Uzziah, whatever it is, why don't you give it to Him tonight?
Yes. Amen.
Brother Mark, y'all sing.
Amen.
Lift Him up.
Who has held thee?
giving counsel to the Lord. Who can question any of his words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds?
Us to get to the preaching. We're just going to mind the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lift him up.
Every morning when I wake to see the sun, I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done.
Think about it.
He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise.
come down and just thank Him. A lot of times we think the altar is where you confess, and it certainly is, but sometimes just a place where you come and thank God. Humble yourself before God and realize that all the benefits, all the good things in your life, God put there. So you just obey the Lord as they sing.
Son of man, who laid down his life but rose to live again, who rides the clouds of glory, whose kingdom never ends. There is no other name.
Jesus, the one and only. Now sing praise, and every heart to be a holy hiding place. Let every knee bow down, and every tongue confess the name.
Jesus Christ, the